Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
If you want to go that lifestyle, so I'll reinforce your ishtadlus. And I'll make it look like it was so lucky I did that ishtadlus. The guy will make 16 extra phone calls. He'll work, do extra and extra. And Hashem says, I'll make it appear that your ishtadlus was necessary. Of course, Hashem loves us. And Hashem wants our goodness, but kach tziva b'yrei, Hashem made in this world an haga that b'derech shadam reisa leilich malichin oisei. On the path, a human being really has choice. And if he wants to live b'keri, so will be his lot. And it will always appear that his extra shtadlus saved his life. And it will reinforce an existence of stress, of anxiety. And this was an alt of Nevardik that he told us about. We was zayich, and today, like, it hit me while I was saying it today. I've been running. I want to settle in right now. I was longing for my Rebbe, and I felt that I have a lot of work to do. I wasn't trying to tell them a vert. Rav Feld and I met a person who we saw a certain menuchas hanefesh. I saw in him the tranquility of a believer. I saw somebody who really worked on faith many, many years of his life, and I saw the calmness of the believer, a tranquility and a calmness, a menuchas hanefesh, that can belong to somebody who has real faith, who puts in. You know, human beings love to intellectualize. We can handle together. It's like the worst discussion ever. Yediya, Bechira. Basically, it says our comprehension, our brains are limited. I'm not talking about a philosophical discussion. I'm talking about a human being who really lived that we're in good hands, we're in Hashem's hands, and lived that way, that truth. He plugged into that truth. I was zeich on the Shabbos. I was with him when we were thrown out of the hospital. It was an extreme example, but I saw it in other simple things going on around the yeshiva. The life of somebody with millions of dollar budget, with running a big yeshiva, is very stressful. And I saw a person who had a certain calm that could only be explained by a baiteach, that there's faith. Hashem runs the world. We do what we can. And we have to plug in, but in real ways, you and I, in practical ways. He spoke to us about taking simple things. You're driving somewhere and there's a traffic jam. He said, don't wait for big things in life. It's much harder than to plug into faith. Take easier things. You're on your way somewhere. You'd like to get there quicker. And there's a traffic jam. Self-talk. And really speak. Hashem runs the world. Real. And I'm in good hands. And I'll get there when he so desires me to get there. But take simple things and really explain to ourselves the truth. We're in good hands. Hashem, take opportunities in our life to absorb. Hashem loves us. He's into us. We all have experiences that we can absorb that. He knows we have experiences. We see the Ashkachas Hashem. And we have experience to see Hashem could do anything. And then take those ideas and practically plug in. We're really in good hands. We can't control everything. We can't. Every morning we make the bracha, Amechin Mitzadei Gavra. Hashem prepares the footsteps of man. Let's like make the bracha Mekavana, that we're really in good hands. And Hashem guides us and leads us. I'm spending a lot of time these days, a lot of the day, talking to Bachar about next steps, the next year. And it's very, very overwhelming. I go, here, there's a serious charting out the course of my life. It's heavy. And the truth, it's not a from the truth, Hashem runs the world. And we try our best. We are limited human. I'm involved in the shidduchim of my children, shidduchim of people I'm close to. Could be overwhelmed. And maybe more, and we do the ishtadlus. We do the efforts we can. And we're really in good hands. We're really, you and I are in very good hands. And we could live as such. We could plug in. We all have nerves. My Rebbe, who recognized our humanness, we have anxieties and nerves, but we really could bring ourselves in raising our children, a lot of stress, we could do the best we could do, and we really can plug in. We're in good hands. Hashem, really, really, we're in very good hands, for real. I'm going to ask Rav Ezi, I need an imitation for a few minutes. It came to my mind now, we were zeichet to have in the Waterbury community Dr. Magid. Oh. Dr. Magid was a beautiful yid. Now, Dr. Magid loved going to Minyanim. And many of us were zeichet this beautiful yid to see him shuffle in on his, you know, to go with his, to, on his walker and come into a minyan. And he was very careful with Minyanim. And came once in the summer. He came to the, a lot of us went to New York to the CMHS, the Giant Stadium. And what happened, we all got back in the middle of the night, 4 a.m. That was very difficult to get ahead of the stadium. And Dr. Magid rolls into the Beis Medrash in the morning after the Minyanim, and he comes in, this beautiful yid, pushes himself, he got back in the middle of the night. He says, are there any more Minyanim? So people said to Dr. Magid, you know, it's Waterbury, it's a beautiful city, but one thing we don't have, we don't have a minion factory yet. We don't have like a 10 o'clock, 10:30, and he was like a little, he was hurt. He loved the minyanim. He always wanted the minyanim. Now he had a popular refrain, Hashem runs the world. Really? That was like famous, Dr. Magid said. He comes to the shul, he wants a minion. Is there a minion? So people like chuckle, like, Dr. Magid, this is not Williamsburg. You know, after there's no... Of course, within minutes, two busloads of Hasidim showed up to the city. They were on the way to Rebbe's Kever, maybe in Massachusetts. He had the biggest minyan of the summer, Dr. Magid. So what did he respond, Rav Ezi? What the new nusach?
I've learned in my life that everything's hashkocha. But really, I see...
He repeated his refrain. Everything's hashkacha. No, really. You think? Hey, the man had the biggest minyan in the summer. Hashem arranged 2 busloads of chassidim, gave him the biggest minyan in the summer for Dr. Magid. We really are in good hands, my friends. Very, very good hands. And to plug in, I wanted to, right now, Klal Yisrael, we're busy, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And the Minhag Yisrael is to learn Torah. I want to learn a Gemara from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. We're going to, after on a second subject, learn a Shimon Bar Yochai before we sing something, L'Kavod Hillel Shishi. But I want to learn Torah from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai tonight. So, if we could learn this beautiful piece of Gemara Yuma, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Torah for Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. On faith in Hashem, we're in good hands. So let's learn together from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Klal Yisrael already is learning his Torah. Specifically this year, most years already at this point, they say 500,000 people go to Meiron. It's a minhag Yisrael that's only getting stronger and stronger. If one zeichet to go, Ashrecha v'tayv lach. This year it's going to be closed, very few. I think a minion's going to be let in, very, very small. But what we're going to do is if you learn the Torah, you're mamish by the kever. You're as close as Shaykh. You learn the Torah of Shem Rayachai. So I want to read, Mayor, this Gemara and Yuma Ayin Vav. Let's read this piece on faith, trusting Hashem. Let's read this first Gemara, if I can see it. Oh. The Gemara says as follows. Shalu Talmid of Shem Ben Yechai. Gemara Ayin Vav and Yuma. The Talmid of Shem Ben Yechai asked, they said to their Rebbe, why the man, Mayor, fall every single day? Let it have man once a year. What does it need to be a daily occurrence? L'chayra. Always in Shas, when you have a question, you have to ask, is it a kasha or a shayla? A shayla is information. Hey, why is it doom once a day, doom once a month, or once a year? It's a shayla. Akash is an attack. I suspect this is an attack, not a shayla. It's not like, hey, you know, you're always a very important when you learn Torah. People ask you questions. It changes answers. Always determine, is it a kasha or a shayla? Somebody asks you, why is there a mechitz in shul? That could be, if a 40-year-old yid, who not yet from, asks you, why is a mechitz in shul? That's a shayla. And tell him to separate between the men and ladies. If a 33-year-old woman's liber asks you, why is there a mechitz in shul? She's not asking a shayla. She's saying, why are ladies put in the back? She's attacking. You always have to ask yourself on every question, is it a shayla or a kasha? The answer changes. So in this Gemara, they said, Rebbe, why does man fall every day? A shayla is one thing. Of course, they're asking a kasha. They're asking, Hashem doesn't like dunisim. It's against, the Ramban explains, Hashem runs an oifen of teva. Here there seemed to have been on purpose an ace. And they're asking a kash, an attack. What's pshat? This is not how we see Hashem runs the world. There's an eif and an ace. They ma'ala yarid lam l'Yisrael ma'am pa'as b'shana. Why didn't they ask? That's even the lush. They say, why did it fall every day? That would be the shayla. Why did make it like shrug? That would be why does... They didn't say, why does it fall every day? Why didn't it fall once a year? Why didn't it fall once a year? They're asking a kasha. They didn't say, why does it go every day? They have a kasha once a year. Be mocked in the nes. A nes? Yed the tug a nes? Every day a miracle? Do once a year, less than the nes, and we'll have food for the year. Geshmak. Amr Lahem said Reb Shimon bar Yochai to his Talmidim, Em Shalachem Mashal. I'm going to tell you a mashal. Reb Shimon bar Yochai in Svarim is remarkably connected to man. The Chassam Sofer says that the man fell on Lag BaOmer. That the man started falling Lag BaOmer. He has a whole cheshbon, the Chassam Sofer. There's many, many, many Mekairis. A Yid wrote a Sefer on Lag BaOmer that I like a lot. Rev Gladstein came out with a Sefer. I was zeichet to go through it the last few days. And he speaks out a lot of Mekairis that the man fell Lag BaOmer, and a tremendous connection to the man of Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Of course, this Gemara that they asked him about the man, Reb Shimon bar Yochai, of course, had a story quite similar to man. When he was in the cave, Hashem made a nace, and a carob tree was there, and a mayan was there. So he had his own version of man. Reb Shimon bar Yochai, who said not to do any ishtablus. Reb Shimon bar Yochai, the Gemara in Brachas, who said, argued and said, a Yid shouldn't do, if a Yid Zayrish and Chayrish, a Yid can't do a Shtadlus. Reb Shimon bar Yochai is the Baal of the Memra, that Torah is only given. There's a lot of correlation of Shimon bar Yochai and Man. And in this Gemara, Reb Shimon bar Yochai is asked, that why didn't the Man fall, why does it fall every day? It should fall once a year. I'll tell you a parable. What's this similar to? Lamelech bas v'dam, to an earthly king. Sheyesh loy ben echad. This earthly king has a son. Pasak loy mizaynaysa pamachas b'shana. And the king gives the son mizaynas once a year. V'loyei mekabel pnei avvel pamachas b'shana. The kid would only be by his father, ein mol. Amaru pasak mizaynaysa b'chol yoyim. So he said, okay, I'm giving you every single day. Every day he'd visit his father. Somebody who had four or five sons, Hayudayeg, was worried. And would say, good, I had a miracle today, but maybe I won't have a miracle tomorrow. The Nimsu Kula Mesim and all my kids are going to be in trouble. He was dying for his banim. He had anxieties and worries about his son. Nimsu Kula Mesim Berav. Nimsu Kula Mechaven Eslevan Laviyam Shabashamayim. Everybody would pray to God. Hashem made a nace once a day. A Yid should constantly have to turn his hopes to Hashem and pray to Hashem. And this inyan, that the man fell every single day, that a Yid should have to be mechabin a slave to Abiv Sheba Shemayim. That's the first Reb Shir Bar Yochai told him his Talmidim. If it fell once a year, a Yid would have it, boom, and he'd be set for the year. But Hashem wants us to be Boiteach, to talk to Him, and speak to Hashem, and speak to ourselves. The Yid is dying, b'chol yoyim. Good I have today, what's that Zayin L'macher? He'll talk, he'll be Mechavin Eslipa. So you see even the struggles, what Hashem wants. The Yid is going to struggle with this. He's going to say, I've bun him, I've nervous. Tak Hashem, together with his family, they'll all be Baitchem. They'll trust in Hashem. They'll talk to Hashem. They'll dive into the Rabbi Shalom. They'll learn to trust and to speak to Hashem. That's the first pshat. Dover Acher. Shimra Yechai said, second pshat, Shia Oichlan Oisuk Shucham. Hashem wanted them to have the man when it's hot. Should be geshmak, fresh. This, of course, the Marsha speaks out, is going on the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim didn't have to bake the man. The man came fresh and geshmak. And of course, the Davar Acher is from the absorption of the man, the Yid learned the love Hashem has for us, which is vayter, the Inyan, that you can rely on Hashem. And it fell every day that a Yid should fail. I want you to have it fresh and hot. Shouldn't be once, you shouldn't even have to bake it. A Yid should experience the love of Hashem. Davar Acher, another pshat named Masaya Derech, even for the Beinayim and Rishayim, who had a heated up taka, but it should come once a day, you shouldn't have to carry it. So all these, this Rav Shimra Yechai, this memra of a Yiddish Mishpacha and the Midbar, the formation of our people, learned emunah, learned faith in Hashem, learned daily and brought his family to faith in Hashem. I wanted to learn this memory of Shir Bar Yochai. I want to work so I don't have to. I sit here, I could tell you the verse from my Rebbe. I want to say when he said this altar of Nevardik and he spoke about Betachin a lot, it was so niskabel his words because we were in the presence of a Boitech. You felt the person, I was zeichet to be close to the family, and you felt you were in the present just watching his behavior. You saw a calm, a chilled, if you will, a chilled, a relaxed person, a person who was relaxed. He said to us, the Talmidim, that the most overworked muscle in the body was the stomach muscle of anxiousness, and he understood we're human, you and I, and we get anxious. This is not to mock us or shame us. It's to encourage us that we're shayach to real faith, a faith that can relax us. The Chazon Ish speaks about an emunah kozeves, a fake emunah. I'm talking about that a guy alone in his room could be calm, that we're good, and we could bring ourselves there because it's true. We're actually shayach to live with the truth that we're in good hands. And we're tak in good hands. So that's the first sugya I wanted to study tonight in Parshas Behar. I'm giving recollections of my Rebbe. I wanted to share this, the person of faith, the person of Emunah. People were impacted. Rabbi Rushlita showed me somebody read his Sefer on faith, on a person of faith, and it's something he spoke a lot about, but I felt that it was niskabel. People like philosophize about faith. What's much bigger that he taught us, and he spoke about practically, you could live with it. You could be a calmer guy. You could be like a more relaxed person. All of us could end up more relaxed and calm. More present with our families, more present with ourselves, more easygoing, more comfortable, more smiley, more noticing of the gifts of Hashem. You know why? Because we really brought into ourselves faith. Like in a real way. And all of a sudden, like things that were like running and stressed. I was noticing today, like it started out dark and rainy, the sun came out. It took me hours after it got nice to like chap, like to see the sun pushing. To like notice the sun, the guy was, I was too tired. And then I was thinking today about a world of faith. You could actually be like present enough to appreciate nice things. You could be present enough to enjoy lunch, Pashut. He showed us a person who was shayach to live in faith, not just philosophically. And he told us Vartim about it. There's a pasuk that I heard from my Rebbe. He said divrei Torah on it. But I saw the pasuk in my Rebbe. I saw this pasuk, Hashleich al Hashem es Yahavcha, throw to Hashem your packages, V'hu yichal galech, and he'll sustain you. We could really give our problems to Hashem. We're in good hands. Hashloich al Hashem es yavcha. In Davin, you could say, Hashem, this is going on. I want to share my load with you. I don't want to carry it myself. I can't carry it myself. We can really hand and feel lighter, feel like relieved. Hu yichal kalek, and he takes care of us. We're shayich to such things. I feel, Rabbi Yosef, it's giving me today, like, I want to try to claim the madregas he told us. There's a Rav Tzaddik that's hard for me to say yet. Maybe I should say it, but it's shver. I can't say emotionally I'm feeling this Rav Tzaddik, but I hear it. Rav Tzaddik answers. Rav Tzaddik asks, Lag Ba'omer, we celebrate tremendous Yom Hilula. It's a happy day, very freilich day. And yet he asks, Moshe Rabbeinu's Yartzeit Zayin Adar Yidden fast. All of a sudden, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Yartzeit's a happy day. So Rav Tzaddik writes a piece on this. He says it changes once Torah Shabbal Pen. Torah Shabbichsav, the loss of a leader is a tremendous pain, and it's only painful. He says by Torah Shabbal Pen, there's a certain element of a Rebbe, he says, that when a Rebbe's there, you rely on him. The Rebbe's doing it. You rely on him. When the Rebbe departs, the only way to have it is to grab on to his ideals. The only way to have the Rebbe and the only way to hold on and to make it eternal is to grab the Rebbe's ideas. It's hard for me to say because he says, the Rav Tzaddik, that the departure of Shimon Yochai is a simcha because forever we have the values. We study the Gemara's Rishim, the Memris, the Zayir, the Torah of Shimon Yochai. We have it forever. We grab on. It's a freilo. It's a gut dezach. Now that's hard. It's hard, but an echo of it, I've been thinking, the faith and the man of faith, I'm now telling guys, and I could say the Vartim, he told us, but we have to grab on to the Munah so people could see the Mitzias of it. Otherwise, the Vart is a Vart, Ba'alma. L'fish anu nizdame nasa maisa. You say a Vart, but what's practically? I felt like, Yosef, we saw somebody in our life practically who lived with faith. That's what it looked like, real faith. A with it person who understood us and our frailty and like really trusted Hashem and was calmer. So I wanted to share that. I wanted to share that with the Chevra. Before we learn the second Gemara that I wanted to study from Shimon Bar Yochai, we'll sing something about feeling the kindness of Hashem, Keliyat Vaidek, and Alekai Rai Mimeka. The Alekai Rai Mimeka is even when we don't understand faith. And I think the two things go hand in hand. Much like the two pshatim, I'm saying the shtickle pshat in the Gemara. I didn't want to say it as a pshat because I'm trying to draw a picture and not say a pshat. But the two pshatim in the Gemara, where Shimon Yochai said the man every day was that a yid should learn faith, mitoich his daigus, should learn and bring his family to faith in Hashem, to the second pshat that it's hat. And the two pshatim go hand in hand. The yid should absorb that Hashem loves us, should feel the fresh bread that in absorbing the love is what allows the yid to have faith. Keliyata vaydeka, we absorb your kindness, Hashem. We feel the love. Eloikaya, when I don't understand the Rebbe Mecca, I have faith. I'm a Rebbe Hashem. I live with faith. I've absorbed that you love me and you're into me. And I can turn and actually live with faith when things are hard. So let's sing Keliyata vaydeka. If you could start up the Balatanya's Keliyat Vaidek, and then we'll get to the second Gemara of Avi. Keliyat Vaidek, Ha'yelokai Aroy Memekom, Keliyat Vaidek,
Amen.
The minhag Yisrael lag v'omer to light fires. It's an old, the minhag's very, very old. Already it's Yadua, when the Ben Ishchai went to the Meron, reported that Yidden were lighting fires at Meron, and from Mamish Dairis, the Arizal Reb Chaim Vital describes his Rebbe, the Arizal going to Meron, the Chaim HaKadosh going to Meron. It's a minhag Yisrael from many, many, many generations of lighting maduras, of lighting fires on Lag BaOmer. And the many, many in Yanim, Yidden used to burn clothing, what they need, that was discussed, good or bad, Baal Tashchis. A lot has been written. What are the maduras? There's a Gemara in Sait, and Rav Gladstein Shlita has a pshat, a nifladik pshat. He says over, it's not his own, but nifladik pshat. I heard it from him and wasn't zeichet to see the other source inside. But he says, pshat, the Gemara, another member of Shimon ben Yochai. It's a few places in Chas. I want to quote the Gemara in Saita because there's a Taisvis there that's remarkable. And Shimon ben Yochai says in Saita, Yerim and Beis, the Gemara Brachas as well, but I'm quoting the source in Saita for the Taisvis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Zotra bar Tovya, Rav Zotra, the son of Tovya, Amar Rav, said the name of Rav, Amrila. Some say Amar Rav Chana bar Bezna, Amar Rav Shemin, Chaseda. The Amrila, and some say Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Yochanan said in the name of Shimon ben Yochai, Noyach loy la'adam, it's better for a person, Shel yapil atzma l'sech kivshan ha'esh, to throw himself into a furnace of fire, and don't embarrass your friend in public. He says from Tamar that it's better for a person of Shirin Bayechai, better to throw oneself in a squadron and into a kivshin shel es, a furnace of fire. Don't embarrass your friend publicly. Not to be mob, not to whiten your friend's face publicly. Taisa says Taisus learns it so kipshutai. If you say it's a guzma, a shtickel exaggeration, you see how pashtus Taisus asks a kasha. Taisus at the end asks a kasha. The Gemara Pesachim we know says the big three that a yid gives up his life for. Kiliarayah shvichas dam avaydazara. Taisus said there should be a fourth thing on the list. So Taisus, it's not a guzma, Shema, you say it means, okay, be very careful. No, no, no. It's kipshuta, give up your life. Taisvis so learns it the Pashtus, he has a kasha steering Gemaras. The Gemara in Pesachim says that the three Averis, that a person is not doesn't stand up, the Pekuach Nefesh, Avoy Dezara, Gil Arai, Shvich Zdamim. Fret Taisvis, it should say a fourth. See, Mamish learned it kipshuta, person should die. If somebody holds a gun to a Yid's head, it says, I'll shoot if you don't make fun of somebody publicly. A yid has to say, shoot, that's it, I'm not making fun of him publicly. And Taisus answers, it's not on the list, because not mefureshes batayru. And the averus and psachim are only averus, ha mefureshes. Taisus learns it's kipshutai. Person gives up his life. It only recorded the ones that it's not that it's mefurish b'tayr. Those are the ones normally that ones mefurish in the Torah. It says v'chay b'hem. On these three, agam them mefurish b'kra, and it says v'chay b'hem. On all those that are mefurish b'kra, these three are an exception. This is not mefurish b'kra, but of course it has the same halacha. One gives up his life not to be malvin p'necha, not to embarrass. It's on the list of chamurais. That strict list of mitzvahs that he gets extra zar, he gives up his life for them, not to embarrass, not to be malvin p'nei chavei b'rams on the list. The beginning of Taisvis brings the Gemara in Azov that kol ha'yardin le'gehenim gets out, every gehenim's temporary except for Shloisha, and one is malvin p'nei chavei b'rams. So he says, Rav Gladstein, remarkably, that all the fires, there's a memory of Shir Bar Yochai, that the fires remind Klal Yisrael of Al Yal Mpnei Chavei B'Rabim. That's what he wants to taina. That the fires are a reminder about not being Mal Mpnei Chavei B'Rabim, remarkably. Don't be Mal Mpnei, don't embarrass a Yid, that all the fires remind Kiv Shana Esh, before a person, it's a member of Shem Bayechai, it's after the Talmidim Rabbi Kiva Shloinog, who covered Zelazel. And after we make fires, Geshmak, I'm sure there's other inyanim to the fires, but the interesting idea that the fires are a reminder of this memra, of the care not to be malbim. I still want to learn this Gemara with this Taisvis that puts on the list of Chamurus. Look at the list that joins. Gila Rayesh, Shvichas Dama by the Zar, idol worship. On that list, on that list is not embarrassing. I said over once to the Chevra, a Maisa from Reb Shach, a true Maisa. There was a Maisa in Panovich where a Bacher, something happened and a Sefer Torah fell. A Bacher did see it, if he dropped it, something happened, a Sefer Torah fell in Panovich. A couple of days later, Reb Shach thundered to the whole yeshiva. He heard people like talking about the Bacher. He said, I don't want to exaggerate the Lashonis. He said 100 Sifrei Torah can fall is less Chamer than one word of Lashon Hara on a Yid. Like, to speak bad about a Yid, he like thundered. There was no more discussion about it. Said it's more chamra, it's a bigger calamity than 100 Sifrei. He had like a strong Lashon. I don't remember the exact Lashon. Said to put down a Yid? But you're talking about, he said 100 Sifrei Torah could fall. There's a worse calamity that somebody said a bad word on a Yid. Nobody spoke about the Bach, not a word further. To put things in perspective, to be careful about the cover, the dignity of a Yid, that our list of Chamuras, Gila Rayish was an idol worship on that list, is ever embarrassing a Yid, making a Yid to disgrace a Yid, to care about the covenant of Yid, Chas V'Shalom, to care about the dignity and the honor of a Yid. This inyan of the dignity of an honor of Yid, or Shir Bar Yochai, that this is a huge part of Torah Shebaal Peh. Nothing's a coincidence who teaches what. There's Shir Bar Yochai, who's considered the main disciple of Rabbi Kiva, the teacher of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh speaks about the Torah that's in the lave of Kol Yachid, Kol Echad Meyisro. Each Yid's Chashivus, the parchment of Torah Shebaal Peh is each and every yid. And Torah Shebaal Peh speaks about the preciousness of every yid. The prayer on Torah Shebaal Peh contains that I shouldn't laugh at my friends and my friends shouldn't laugh at me. Al yismuchu bi chaveren. I shouldn't laugh at them and they shouldn't laugh at me. The chshivas of Kol Yachid Yachid Yashir Bayer Chaim, who's the teacher, is the main Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, who teaches Torah Shebaal Peh. And the lesson he teaches that Noyach La'adam Sheyapel Atzma L'Kiv Shaneish, better a person should fall in a fire of Kiv Shaneish while Yalm Pnei Chaveh B'Rab, to be careful about the covet of a yid. And the prayer on Torah Shebaal Peh is I shouldn't laugh at my friend and my friend shouldn't laugh at me. Respect the yid. Each yid, we need every yid. We're not mevater on any yid. Every yid counts. Every yid's important. Every yid is celebrated. Nobody's put down. To be careful, there's another member of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that certainly we want to study his Torah. We're already almost by Meiron already. We learned these two members, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, will come out there. We'll continue on. We'll continue on. I believe there's going to be a gathering, a community gathering. Avad, the Yidden should go. There's something about this. I'm going to say honestly. We didn't grow up in yeshivas. It wasn't spoken a lot. This Hashem runs the world. Eivish tefir at the veld. Klal Yisrael's gear have been gone. The chag in here. I'm not talking about nothing to do with shtick. In here, the chag moves me tremendously. There's a chag of the yid reaching deeply in. We have access to a Torah we never had access before. Tremendous access to a Torah. As Klal Yisrael, Hashem, as Klal Yisrael is feeling certain more and more humanness, Hashem has access to a deeper place inside of us. So the deepest place inside of ourselves are very holy. And earlier Dairas didn't necessarily need to act. They knew this. Arda, we need to find this and recognize and connect to this more and more. And it's a chag that increasingly, you're not connecting to the Torah of Shimon Bar Yochai, the messages of difficulty of Shimon Bar Yochai taught us. When his son-in-law said, Oy li, that I see you in such pain, he said, my pain allowed me to become where I am. It let me access more greatness. Ashrecha shiri sani b'kach. And the teaching of Shimon Bar Yochai, we're a generation that is searching for the world of Panemius. We're yearning for the world, the inner world. So we should all be zaycheh. We should celebrate together. We should celebrate the Olam Zavai. I think might say Shabbos Shlomo. The Olam Zavai. This is a sign up the times. We should celebrate together this precious, this beautiful, beautiful day. And we should all be zaycheh. The respect, the covet, Aramas Karen Yisrael. To remember the teachings of Shimon Bar Yochai, the respect, the preciousness of every single yid is from those teaching. We should all be mindful and keep those teaching and see our Ramas Karen Yisrael Bukhara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.